Hello out there, and welcome to our Astroblast podcast. It's Mrs. Bernard and
Mr. Constant,
and we're coming to you live at the Saltmarsh Library, and today I have some special guests, and these guys are really close to my heart. So who do we have with us today?
Callie Marzoff,
Gabby Bedard,
and Sarah Raza.
And they are with us because they are all freshmen. And they are all members of the varsity girls cross country team who just took home a D1 championship.
Which is pretty amazing. Yeah, congratulations, ladies. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And
thank
the
you.
Fact that you had three freshmen running on that championship squad is pretty impressive.
Right.
Because how many count? Like, how many are
seven
scores? So three of your seven are freshmen.
What was it, a five score?
Seven are varsity, two are displacers. We could bore the listeners with all the details.
Yeah, this is a little more detail than I need. But that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, the
let me go back to that for a second. So five scores, were you all scorers, three of the five?
So I was six. So
okay. Still, though, that is gosh darn impressive.
Stupid chairs.
So we're going to be strong for a few years to come.
Oh, we sure are.
Hopefully.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
That is great. Well, hey, congratulations again, ladies. And tell us about your involvement in the cross-country program. Like, what do you think is the most important part of being a member of the cross-country team?
Running, yeah.
okay, yeah. So running, you are a much stronger runner for being part of the program. But how does it make you a stronger student, person, all around? Because I'm sure there's a lot more than just running.
We really create like a bond on the team, I think. So it was different at the beginning of the year. We were all like kind of quiet and we didn't really know each other. So we like really kept to ourselves. But as the year went on, we really like started to form as like a group and a family. So it's like as freshmen coming in, it's like you see those people and you're like, oh, I know those people. Mm-hmm. These are like my family. And it's it's nice to see you around campus.
It's comforting.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you have older people you can just say hi to as you walk past them in the hallways and stuff.
You mean like juniors, seniors?
Yeah.
Or one senior.
I would agree with that. And I know Mrs. Bernard's like biting at the bit here to talk, but I think this is important that I talk right now because she knows you guys so much. But I want to take the helm here a little bit. So,
okay.
You know, all sports have that same collegiality and working together, but I really feel like cross country, there is a stronger bond. You guys are persevering through bad weather, running long distance. It is a chore at times, but you strengthen each other by doing that. And I do joke with Mrs. Bernard about cross country and running and stuff, but I know the power of being a runner and what you guys go through and how that does make you bond together and become so much stronger. And I don't think you realize yet how strong that's going to make you as a student, in your academics and in what you do for the rest of your life, to be honest with you. And you guys may not realize this yet, but I think you probably do, how blessed you are to have two coaches that work with you. Mrs. Bernard, she's an amazing individual.
Aww.
And Mr. Elizio also is just a fantastic.
Yep.
These two are two of the top coaches in the state.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
For you guys to be part of this program, you are lucky. And they are lucky to have you part of this program. So, Mrs. Bernard, what would you like to say here?
Oh, gosh. I could say so many things.
I know
things.
You could.
I could say so many things. But talk to our, our listeners about what it was like to be on the team right from the beginning of the year as freshmen and coming from, the middle schools and stuff. Give us a little bit about that.
It was really different. It was like...
It was different. It was definitely more running.
It was like an absolute honor, though.
A lot more running. Yeah. But it was like... It kind of got me like through the day, I guess, and it kind of helped me to be a better student because I know you have to like have good grades to be on the team. So it helped me like be a better student and just be a better person because I learned so many like life lessons from the team. Honestly,
that's great.
Just how to lift people up, I guess.
I love that. Honestly, just like being able to come onto the team and like seeing all these incredible runners and just being inspired by them every single day was just an absolute honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're a much stronger runner now?
Yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So you ran cross country in middle school.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it was probably more casual. Yeah. And, hey, we're going to run. Definitely. If you don't want to run, you run. But it now like, it's like you got to push.
It was like we ran against each other at a couple meets, and we all like – it was kind of more comfortable.
We were
like,
talking.
Yeah, we had like full-on conversations.
Us three would have full-on conversations. Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you. That's great.
Yeah, but, you know, I got to say, these three individuals have shown so much courage this season and so much tenacity, and they run like seasoned veterans.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting for our future because they're just so, I like to say, like, like gnarly and, like, awesome. And
you are gnarly. Oh,
they
love
are.
It.
They just are so, like, intense and run with such tenacity, and they run for each other. And we always say that, you know, on our team that, we want them to love each other. We want them to run for each other because when they love each other, they run for each other and they love the sport, the winning and the success that follows naturally. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that like these guys, you know, played that out so beautifully. We went from the beginning of the season, we weren't even ranked in the top 10 in the entire state.
Wow.
Nope. Not even in the top 10.
Nope, not even.
And were we eighth?
That was later, right?
After a competition, we weren't even in there, not even on the radar. And these guys finished after our D1 championship, first in the state.
That's great.
Like, literally poured their hearts out.
Awesome.
It was just unbelievable. So proud of them.
I want to jump back to, you said it made you a stronger student. Mm. How do you feel about, like, have you taken that on in your classes? Like, you have this bond with your team, which you spend a lot of time with, but you spend a lot of time with students in your classes and things. Do you see that transferring over to how you relate with other students, or not really?
It's more with like athletic, like athletes that I like kind of gravitate towards.
Yeah,
because I don't know. I don't know. To be honest,
it's the vibe. It's the vibe.
Vibe.
Yeah,
it's the vibe.
Because they all go through the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, oh, right. I practiced today.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to walk for like 2 days.
But let me ask you. You guys have done. You've done the hardest thing. I feel like, and probably one of the hardest things in my entire life. I raced for Pinkerton myself. Being at the bottom of Derryfield, looking at the top, and knowing that you had a chance to bring home a championship, and you had to do that for each other, that's pretty intense. So how does that then translate to, like, other things in your life, right? Like, can you look back at that and say, I did this?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Like, look at, like, even, like, with, like, tests and stuff, I look at it and I'm like, well, I feel like if I, like, I know I put my mind to, like, Derryfield and just completing that course and doing it as best as I can. So if I, like, and we won. So, like, it just makes me feel so much better about it because, like, I look at tests and stuff and I look at, like, if I just put in, like, as much work as I do on the test that I did at Derryfield, then I know that I'll do good on it because we won at Derryfield.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it just, like, helps me put, like, more of a mindset.
That's great.
On, like, it's just, like, a certain mindset you put on and it just makes it.
Definitely, yeah.
Do you find that do you think you're a stronger student because of that?
Yeah, definitely.
Because so you're doing well right now. Yeah, your grades are good. I can look them up right now and ask.
Whoa,
slow your roll here.
I have good grades.
Okay, no, that's great. Now, cross country's done. It's over. And that has to be like a let. I know.
There were probably
some tears shed over that because spent so much time together. All of a sudden, done.
Yeah,
but I'm sure. Do you still go out and run together? Or, like, casually go out and run, or
I feel like we need a break.
Yeah, we were told to take a break.
You should. Your body needs to kind of recoup.
Like, all of us go back to winter sports after this.
Yeah. And what do you do for winter sports?
I do winter track.
I do basketball.
Okay.
I do basketball.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. They have there's a lot of talent here.
I'm sure there. How about springtime?
Spring track.
Lacrosse.
Softball.
Oh, cool. Good.
Yeah.
What position do you play?
So I'm either a catcher like second short or like an outfielder.
Everything up the middle. I like
pretty
it.
Much, yeah.
Good for you. Excellent.
And Callie is involved in chorus and, the play. So are you in one coming up?
No, I don't have time for plays.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason.
I do stuff for chorus and everything, but nothing outside of that.
Yeah, she was in chorus cabaret.
Yes.
Cabaret.
So one of the things I do find that when athletes are done with their season and they've regimented, I've got homework, I got to get it done because I've practiced and I've got to meet. But then when the season ends, it's like, oh, I've got all kinds of time. And you sort of lose that regimen and you lose that scheduling. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that happen to yourselves?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it is common. I have over the years. No, good for you. But
no, I have sports outside of school. So, okay. Like,
so you know.
I took time off from gymnastics to do cross country. And I really tried to focus in on cross country.
Wow.
Right? So, after cross country is over, I've started to do more gymnastics again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's busy. Like, I still got the
busy girls. Right? Busy lives right
so
there.
So this is it right here. Yeah. They're so inspiring.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So I do want to talk a little bit more about Pinkerton Academy and what's going on here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Tonight is the Pinkerton's Got Talent. It sounds like you guys should be in that. You guys,
we'll just watch her on the stage.
Yeah. Right across. That'd be awesome. But that is tonight at 6 o'clock. If you can get there, if you hear this, come on out and support our talented, really, really, one of my favorite
activities
here at the school. I love the talent that we see here. And then tomorrow, Saturday afternoon,
at 1 p.m.
at Londonderry.
Entry fee.
Semifinal game against Londonderry.
Dress warmly.
The Revenge Tour, I believe it's a whiteout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is whiteout.
Are you ladies going to the game?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dress warmly.
I'm in band. I kind of have to go.
Oh, so you kind of have to go?
In band, too.
Oh, my gosh. You are a busy lady.
Seriously.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So that's a lot going on. And girls, it was really great to have you on. You are inspiring.
It's amazing
the amount of things you do here at this school and what you've done for our school already. And you've got 3 more years to show even more and all kinds of things, sports, basketball.
Yeah. We're excited.
Oh, yeah. We definitely are.
Yeah. What do you think about Pinkerton now? You've been here for 12 weeks now, I think it is.
Whoa.
I know. Three months. You've been here for just about 3 months. What do you think of Pinkerton?
It's big.
It's huge.
It is big.
I was talking to someone about this today. It's like you can drive golf carts around
campus. The fact that we take most of my 6-minute like passing period, even maybe more, just to get from class to class.
We are big, and you have, you know, probably have 6 or 7 classes right now. But, you know, in your career here, your 4 years, you're going to be open to so many classes. Because we're so big, mm-hmm. we offer more classes at any school probably in the Northeast. It's amazing.
Yeah, I really love that there's just like so many opportunities to do literally everything here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's like all the facilities are always really good.
Yeah. You can do like welding, baking.
Yeah.
You can work with animals. It's like insane.
Right?
It's great.
And do hair as well.
Yeah. And there's a whole cosmetology building.
It's incredible.
It's crazy.
It is.
Sure is.
Or you can take AP Biology or you can take AP Psychology.
I'm not in AP Biology.
Not yet.
I'm only in biology.
So Mrs. Bernard always likes to end our show with, and I know who they're going to say, so I'm hoping they...
Well, they might not, but we'll see. I think that we're going to take a little spin on it because next week is Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and we only have a 2-day week, folks, so we have two more wake-up days.
Will there be a podcast next week?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to see. Our listeners are going to be...
I know, they'll be on the edge of their seat. All two of them.
Right. I think with the fact that Thanksgiving is coming up, I think that maybe we take a moment to talk about, you know, somebody here on campus that we're thankful for.
I think that's a great idea.
And I would like to start that, actually.
Go for it.
And I would like to start by saying that I am so thankful for the three of you. Because really, it has been such a joy to work with you guys. And it's really, I think you guys have added so much to the team. So you feel like you have gotten a lot out of the team. I think the team has gotten so much out of having the three of you on it. So I'm just so excited to work with you guys. So thank you.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
So ladies, your turn.
Yeah. So who are you thankful for? What are you thankful for?
Well, that's hard.
I'm thankful for these two.
They got me through the whole entire cross country season. Yeah, we pushed on each other so much.
It's
like, we do a workout, we're running together. Yeah. We do anything, we're running together. And Grace.
Shout out to Grace Jello.
Our only senior.
Grace is a great kid.
We love her.
Aww. Yeah, so we're very thankful for her.
Yeah. All of our captains, you and coach, absolutely. I think we're all thankful for just all of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's nice.
Because I don't think I would have been able to, run varsity if it wasn't for the team.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
just like being able to keep pushing everybody to their limit every day at practice. It's amazing.
And it's like fun. They make it fun. It is. Yeah. They make running fun.
It's,
which
it's
is like
it's not boring. Like
borderline impossible.
Yeah. We're like, we're doing a workout and it's like we have so many more left. We're killing.
In the best way possible.
It just helps us get through workouts. Like we like, for one of the workouts, there's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and the dwarves were evil in this one. So we were killing the seven dwarves, which were evil, by the way.
So you're running 400.
The evil queen. So we're like killing them as we go through, and we're. It's
motivation.
Just,
he looks
just
confused. All motivation.
Yeah, no.
Literally.
Oh, no, I'm
every,
right with you.
Every interval, we would do that for that one.
Was it 400s or 200s?
400.
Those are 400s.
Yeah.
And then, like, we would do, like, days of the week or something. So, like, we start on Monday and we go through the week.
Yeah.
Be like, we're on Friday, guys. Last one.
Anything to keep your mind going. That's good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Keep my mind
love
off
it.
The fact that I'm in pain.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, I think.
I think that's good.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
I do. Can I give a thing?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. We don't want to let leave
well,
you out,
I'm actually
going
to step outside of the school, and I'm going to thank my wife for all that she does. For
isn't
you know,
that sweet?
My four
sweet.
Kids came to this school, and she really did everything for those kids and got them to where they are today. So I'm just really thankful for my wife, Deb.
She's a special lady.
She is.
She has to
put to up
be.
With me, she's
right.
got to be pretty special.
Right?
So,
yeah.
I do just want to say thanks to her.
Aw, nice.
That's nice.
So, hey, everybody, thanks, ladies, for joining us. Fantastic guests.
Anytime.
As always.
Yeah, anytime.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.